What's up, K-casters? Bloop. Oh, apparently didn't delete it. What's up, K-casters?
What is up, K-casters?
We are having slight technical difficulties with Anchor, which eventually we will record a promo for Anchor so we can actually start getting monetized. I doubt it.
Please give us money.
All right.
Hi, I'm delusional.
You sound like Machiavelli. Please, the amount of times we curse and talk about the gay agenda, they are not going to monetize us anytime soon.
Shh, we can dream.
We can, you're right. I was going to say, speaking of dreams, but I don't want to be that cheesy. We are today talking about the one and only Eric Nam's latest album, which is entirely in English.
The legend, Eric Nam.
I just need to throw this out there. You're still, me and him were talking outside, on Hangouts still, and he is stuck on a certain part of Eric Nam, and I'm stuck on a totally different part.
What?
The thirst tweets.
Oh.
We're stuck on two different parts of the thirst tweets. Fun fact for Eric Nam, that is not something that people make up. People do say that a lot of the time.
I am said person.
I've been known to say it a couple times myself. So this album is titled Before We Begin. It was released on November 14th, 2019, and literally after 5 minutes of listening to the three songs, I bought it. I think I got halfway through Love Die Young and I'm like, nope, I need this. This is mine now. It has 8 tracks, and like I already specified, all of which are in English, but Jeno and I have noticed some things within the songs that we will begin to talk about. So the first one is Come Through, which, yes, this album, yes.
Yes,
like,
this album
100% came through. Like, especially this song itself, I wrote this down, but it's another, I said this in Jackson, when we were reviewing Jackson's album last week, podcast timing last week, it gave me very early 2000s vibes. Like, I don't know if you've looked at it in your teenage life, but there was a group called the Click Five.
No.
I'm old.
Sorry, honey, I'm not born in your decade.
Listen, you. Anyway.
Sorry,
what'd you call me?
A fossil?
Yeah. You're lucky I can't smack you through a computer. Anyway, I lost my train. Okay, Reliant K was another one that popped into my head. I'll send you these later, because you and your young ass.
Hey, don't hate the player. Hate the game.
How is there 11 years difference between us? How are we friends with an 11-year difference?
I don't know.
Neither do I, but it works. Let's just roll with it. But the song, like, it was like a classic love song to me. Like, boy likes girl, but boy lets girl choose.
Right.
But I feel like we're literally just talking about this. Like, I think somewhere in the lyrics it's about saying no, and I'm like, who would say no to Eric Nam? He's so precious.
I don't know. If you say nom, if you say nom to Eric Nam.
If you say nom, no, nom, nom, nom.
You're blind.
You really are, like.
You're blind, ignorant, and you need to die.
Well, maybe not die, but maybe some glasses. I feel like dying's a little extreme.
triple my death.
Oh, okay. So you'll have Jinnal coming after you and killing you.
Yes, because I don't get idols. Y'all, all females better feel appreciated.
Hold up. I get nobody.
Hey, no, because you know what? You still technically do, because you get all the baby girl, like, you get that music. I don't get
okay,
that.
Okay, literally, this is the first time, like, because we've been over this. I am older than most idols. Eric is not one of them. Eric is 2 years older than me. Right? Yeah, 2 years older than me. So,
I don't know how old he is.
He's 30.
Oh, God.
Did you not know that?
I had an estimate.
How old did you think he was?
You know, I was like, you know, he's probably like 26.
No, Eric's older than me. I only know this because I was watching K-Pop Daebak with Eric Nam, and he had Jay on, you know, Jay from Day 6.
And, Chicken Boy.
Yeah, Chicken Little. And he just looked at Eric and said, wow, you're old. And I'm like, because I'm older than Jay. Not by much, but I'm older than Jay, because Jay and PD are the same age.
Right.
So,
oh
yeah.
Oh my god, that means that Jay would call you old.
Yeah. Well, you call me old, too.
I have every right to call you old.
That's true. You got me dog-trained with Nuna. I can be watching anything. I will not be on the phone. I would not have talked to this boy all day long. And I will watch something that's in Korean, and I hear Nuna, and I turn. Like, you got me dog-trained.
That's the point.
You calling me a bitch?
No! don't take my word.
Love you. But, so yes, while I might still be technically in the category that gets the baby girls, I am nobody's idea of beauty, except maybe, you know, someone deep, deep south.
Maybe.
I am 250 pounds of deliciousness, but nobody wants it.
That's okay, because we still love and appreciate you.
Thank you. I like love and appreciation. I like something else, too, but we'll talk about that later. if there were an MV for this song, it would be like a house party or something, and it would either be Eric or someone like just waiting in the corner of a house, like not talking to anybody. And then when they go outside, it turns into like there's like this stage. Like think of JJ Project's Bounce, how it started in the school and then ended up on the rooftop. Mm-hmm. I kind of have it set up like that, and then the confession there. And it was like, if you look at the early 2000s MV styles, they all have that kind of vibe to it when it came to the quote-unquote boy bands. I say quote-unquote because half of them didn't play an instrument. But, so that's what Come Through did for me.
Come Through,
this whole album's amazing. But Come Through, it's a great opener to the album, too. Next is the one that we kind of felt a little attacked by.
Also, my favorite song on the album.
Which is Love, Die Young. The first time I really listened to this song, I literally was just laying in my bed and crying. And
I almost cried.
Sorry. I actually wrote in my notes, remind me of every damn ex I ever had.
Yeah, no, this album punched me in the face for feelings.
Yes.
So.
Which I feel like Eric Nam's good for with his vocals. Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm gonna serenade you and make you feel good about yourself, then I'm also gonna remind you about every bad person before me. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, fuck me with a tire iron.
Facts.
But what I love about this, Eric made a point that everybody interprets music differently, which is like how me and you just interpreted it with in a reminder of exes. Mm-hmm. And in his podcast, which again is K-Pop Day Bob with Eric Nam, you can listen to it on most podcast sightings. I listen on Spotify. But when he described what this song was for him, it was after his Europe tour. He had gotten sick on that tour too. And a part of him wanted to be done with music. And he felt like it wasn't really going anywhere. And so that's what it meant to him. It was with him and music and how people tend to, when they do something they enjoy too much, you do get tired of it. Mm-hmm. Which is why I feel like me and you, we do take a step back from podcasting every so often. Because it is something we enjoy. And if we do it too often, we just kind of get sick of it.
Right.
Like when I look at our uploading schedule, if we upload twice a month, that's a thing.
I mean, it's a thing that anybody who does anything, like anything that could be considered a profession.
Right.
Where you have these moments, especially when it comes to things like entertainment, where you put a lot of things on the line.
Right.
Think, was it really worth it? Did I really give up all this for said thing?
Right.
Where, of course, you know, like coming from a musician will most likely always hit rock bottom.
Right.
It happens so often because music is such a tricky thing to get into.
Yeah, it's definitely hard. Because when I was in high school, I wanted to do theater. Then I realized theater does not like heavy set women, so. And like, I can't. The last time I actually really sang out loud was when you were here. Like, I'll lip sync along the songs, but I don't actually sing them. When I looked this up on YouTube to see if there was an MV for it, it was listed as an MV, but it's actually just a lyric video.
Really?
Yeah, it's like, it straight up says Stone Entertainment on it. It's just, it's a lyric video. And it has, like, all stars on it, and the tide, like, the ocean, with flowers blooming and then dying. And nice. Also, like, you know the videos? It was, like, the Try Not to Get Satisfied videos where they have, like, the balls of dye, and they drop them into water, and it just swirls into clouds of smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had a lot of that in there, too.
Cool.
Which I wrote about that point, because like I said, it was listed as a lyric video, but it's positioned on the website like an MV. I put, not what I thought it would be, but I'm not mad about it. Usually when a song is this style, like it's very sad. It's shot in like blues and grays, and you end up crying into a bowl of cookie dough. So it was a nice change, and it was very, very beautifully done. And I did enjoy this song a lot. Congratulations, featuring Mark E. Bassey, English is hard. It's spelled Bassey, but I've seen other names spelled like this, but pronounced like with an IE. So that's why Mark. English is hard. Do you remember the group Owl City?
Owl City?
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Yeah, the song Fireflies?
Yes.
Tell me you don't, do you hear that song in the background music? Because I do.
No.
Next time you listen to the beginning of this song, just listen, and it sounds a lot like Fireflies.
You're kidding.
I'm not.
What crack did you smoke?
I didn't, but this is also literally, you don't understand. It took me about an hour and a half to get through this album earlier because I was at work. People kept ringing the bell. And I'm like, God damn it, I just want to listen to the song. But it was like a celebratory breakup song, which, yes. Not that, like, looking back, I don't think I ever celebrated a breakup.
You know, with this Eric congratulations made me think of Day 6's congratulations.
Yeah, it did, yeah.
Of, like,
the meaning.
The only difference is that, like, Day 6 was more aggressive about it.
Yeah.
But
Day 6 was more like, congratulations, I hope you fall off a cliff.
Yeah.
And Eric's was more like, oh, congratulations, all right, bye. Hey, cool, look, dance party. Like,
yeah.
No, 100%. But what I especially loved about this was the way that Eric and Mark's voices complement each other.
Stop. I died.
I died. We're also half dead, but we just also haven't been asleep, and I'm drinking coffee.
I can't function right now. The only thing that's keeping me alive is this fidget spinner and the fact that we're recording.
Pretty much. The things we do for our listeners. I finally watched the MV.
I have not watched the MV.
Dude, it's really good. It's very, it's exactly what you'd think it would be. Like, it's Eric walking in and out of a crowd, and he's high-fiving people and greeting them and dancing to the beat. It kind of reminded me a little bit of Drunken Dancing.
Okay.
But that's also, I feel like, no, because Eric can dance, but he doesn't dance, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. Yeah, it's a little awkward, but it's still cute. Right, it's a little awkward, but it's still cute.
Right.
Which is exactly why my next statement was actually, I stick by the statement that Eric Nam is a precious human being that needs to be protected. I can word, I swear.
I agree with this statement.
You will get attacked towards the end of the MV. Because there is a shot of Eric that he's half lit in a green light and half in shadow, and it was rude as hell.
Wow.
And we stan.
I'm staring at the cover art of the album, and
it's beautiful.
Attacked right now. Not gonna lie.
Yep, it's a beautiful album cover. I love it.
What an image, but yet he still looks fine as hell.
Yeah. Put a bag over that boy's... Look, he was on Masked Singer last week, and he was a salad. Which, I don't know if Google fucked up that translation or what, but it said, let's toss salads, and I'm like, what? That's not... Don't say that.
How about we not?
He was a cabbage head, though. Like, literally, his mask was a head of lettuce.
I saw it. I did see it. I lost my fidget. No, it's right there. Never mind. I'm just sitting right in front of my face.
Okay. My favorite song on the album. You're sexy, I'm sexy.
Hell yeah.
I mean, my first note was when I read the title the first time, my thought was me, not so much you. Yes, 100% yes.
Mm-hmm.
we've been new since our early podcast days about how I feel about Eric Nam. So, we're not going to talk about that more. Don't you say anything or I will mute you.
I'm not going to say anything.
Thank you very much. It's the type of song that you just really want to dance to.
It was a vibe. It passed my vibe check. You know, honestly, 10 out of 10.
Yes, 100%.
Quality music. Would listen again.
The lyrics were definitely on the more mature side of things, though. Like, they're slightly subjective. I can word, I promise.
He's 30. I would hope he can sing mature lyrics.
Well, no, so would I. It's just when you look at the past couple, like, the past songs that we've gotten out of him, they're definitely, they're more mature in a sense, but these ones are suggestive. Suggestive. I'm struggling with words. Maybe if I take my teeth out, I could say it better. But we're not about to try that right now. But,
it's okay. I can't think either.
But I'm not mad. I wasn't mad at the song at all. It was amazing.
It wasn't what I expected, but it still was amazing.
It was...
From the title, I thought we were about to get some, like, Jay Park lyrics, but...
Jay Park lyrics with bedroom voice?
Yep.
Yeah, the accurate.
I mean, it's not too far off.
No, Jay Park's got a dirtier mouth.
That's why I said it's not too far off.
Yeah. Eric's afraid. Eric Nam is afraid. It doesn't want to step on people because stepping on people hurts. Jay Park will easily step on your throat.
Yeah. Although anytime someone asks for it, he always says we're out of pocket. But okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe it's only a bedroom thing.
He holds these like ask Jay Park things on Twitter. People get really out of pocket. Regardless.
I've seen some of them. I have seen some of them.
This ain't about him.
No, not about him. Maybe another day. Probably not. The next song was How I'm Doing. I didn't take too many notes on this one. It was just like being there for someone and taking care of them, be it a lover or a friend.
Mm-hmm. I kind of don't have much memory of this song, probably because Wonder is after it.
Yeah.
It's my second favorite song on the album.
Yeah, I could agree with that. But I think my second favorite is actually the one after Wonder, which is No Shame.
It's literally, honestly, but with different lyrics. I'm sorry, this is going to bother me. But No Shame is literally, honestly, it's the same beat. And I'm not ripping on Eric Nam. Like, honestly, it's a great song, and I love the instrumental. But it is the same song with different lyrics.
I gotta go check that. I didn't look at that. But back on Wonder real quick. The whole song is about what ifs and remembering relationships and wondered if we had done something different, would it change? 9 out of 10, the answer is probably no, unless you did something severely terrible.
I heard my name.
Alex, nobody's talking about you. Please leave. I'm recording a podcast.
And there was Jeno's brother who came in for no damn reason.
Apparently going, I heard my name.
Yeah, I don't know where. We did not say his name.
Nobody said his name. Anyway.
Then I also put, like, if you saw your ex at a bar or just in public in general, and, like, you see them happy. Mm. And then you just kind of start wondering, which it has happened to me. This is what happens when you're friends with your exes. My one ex, actually, I'm friends with his new girlfriend and they have a child. He wanted that to be me. No, thank you.
I mean, I see my ex's messages all the time because every platform that I use to talk to my friends, I talked with him there, so...
We've been over that. Keep me away from him.
I see his messages all the time.
Ew. Yeah, I'm friends with two of my exes on Facebook. The rest have all, like, deleted me.
See, I don't necessarily have a lot of exes, I do have people that were close to being relationships. I'm complicated. Moving on.
You're complicated. I'm a hoe. It's fine.
What do you mean I'm the hoe?
Okay, I've had maybe 7 or 8 boyfriends since I started dating, but only one I slept with.
Okay, but... I've slept with pretty much my entire high school class, and have had more than...
Oh, okay, we're both hoes.
Regardless.
We're getting off topic. We can whore it out later, but... why is this a conversation? Back on topic. No shame. Now, the one thing I kind of picked up with No Shame with the lyrics... It kind of felt like a shot at the idol industry.
I didn't really pick that. I
picked it up during certain lyrics.
I feel like what I picked up on, it's more of the way that I perceived it was having no, like literally having no shame with somebody. Like, being, like, comfortable in a different sense, you know?
Right.
That's how I perceived it.
And what I had, when I read the lyrics, what I had gotten out of it, which was a great topic, this is going off of the topic from earlier, within the idol industry. Like, when they told us about the, what was it, Inkigayo sandwiches?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, basically, when it comes to being an idol and attempting to date, or even just speaking, you have to walk on eggshells and be very careful. Because that one bad step can just drop you down a hole.
Right.
And so all the conflicts that come with that, and, you know, if you are dating somebody, the fact that you have to keep it hidden, and you want to be shameless about it and just pronounce it to the world, but you can't, because people don't understand that idols are people too, and they date, and that's another topic for another day. Because I can go on for a couple hours about that one.
Same.
The final song on the album, which is another one of my favorites, is Runaway, featuring Steve James. And the music video for this one is actually in Korean, because he originally did the song in Korean and then translated into English. Again, English doesn't always translate over 100%, but whatever. The Korean version came out back in May.
Mm-hmm.
And the song is beautiful, and it kind of describes my mentality now when I'm dating. Not that I've dated anybody in 5 years, but that's what kind of, it was that last relationship that made me change how I perceive dating. And I used to be a big fan of second chances, or not even second chance. It was like baseball, three strikes and you're out.
Right.
Now, maybe it's because I'm older, but I have zero tolerance for bullshit. So now it's once you're gone, you're gone.
Right.
And it's a slight story with this one. The last relationship I was in, I told the guy I loved him. And he told me, I can't figure out if I love you until I sleep with you. And I went, well, there's the door. Do not let it hit your ass on the way out. I'm the kind of person that when I sleep with somebody, there has to be some kind of emotional connection. So if you don't have that and you're saying you can't figure that out until you fuck me? No. That's not how we're doing things. Not in the... God, this was 2014, 2015.
I wish I could say that I hold myself to that high of a respect, but I don't.
Well, I'm debating about holding myself to that respect anymore. Like, there's a certain level of respect, and then there's another level. It's like, yeah, but...
The fact that, like, I mean, I would have let him, but that's just me.
Right.
I'm senseless when it comes to boys, so.
Well, it took me, like I said, that was the last relationship I was in. None of my relationships have been long term. I think the longest relationship I was in was like 9 months, and I was gone for five of them.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was up at college.
Mm-hmm.
But no. And then I just haven't dated since. And I'm kind of content with it, because with my work schedule, it's not like I can actively go on dates. So it's whatever. But the MV itself was actually really cute. Eric and his friend, whose name I cannot remember, even though he had mentioned it before, they were running around and having fun. It was shot like old school camcorder style.
Mm-hmm.
So it looked like a home movie. And I really enjoyed that aspect. But the thing that made me laugh was I had remembered in the middle of listening to this that when they shot it, he mentioned this in the podcast, but the girl who was in the video with him had no idea the song was called Runaway. So she was wondering why they were just like running around a bunch of different locations. Like, she was like, oh, that's why. And it's like, huh? Like, he had no idea that she didn't know.
Love that.
Dude, we stand. But,
clueless actresses.
Dude, me. I when I did theater in high school, they were like, okay, you're gonna do this. I'm like, why? Like, I had to play a housekeeper, and the instructor, or the director, rather, told me, okay, we're gonna give you a fake bearskin rug, and I went, why? And she's like, because you're gonna creep in from stage left with it on your head. What? Like, I had no idea why, and then she told me I wasn't actually supposed to be in the scene, but they wanted my character to overhear it.
Wow.
But, so, that is our review of I'm struggling.
Go on, you can do it.
This was our review of Eric Nam's album, Before We Begin. You can stream it on Spotify, Google Music, or, you know, you can actually buy it. Same thing, you can buy it on Google Music. I think it's like, I paid like $8. Because I tried to buy it through the web. This is why I bought it through Google Music. I tried to buy it through the website Erica tweeted out. It was not working. I don't know if it crashed or what, but it wasn't working. And if you appreciate Eric Nam like we do, you can go onto Spotify or Apple Podcasts and check out his weekly podcast, K-Pop Daebak with Eric Nam. Sometimes he talks to other idols and they have fun. He had, ooh, that one with Jimin. That was fun. But he does that. He picks maybe 3 or 4 songs a week that he reviews and tells you why he likes them. He is an AT stan, as I have learned. And he loves ATs, and I'm here for it.
Don't we all?
Yes, ATs is amazing. Another podcast for another time. But you can go and check out Eric's weekly podcast there, along with other things that he might talk about. Because sometimes he varies. Sometimes he just rambles, and it's really entertaining. Sometimes his brothers are there.
Okay.
We need to go to bed now. So,
true.
On that note, we love Eric Nam. We true. Love the fact that he reads thirst tweets.
True. Also, Eric Nam saying, "Bussy, I will take that to my grave."
He is in love with the fact that Eric Nam said "Bussy," and honestly, I'm here for it too. That, and I've said it before about Eric, he could step on me, and I'd be 100% okay with it.
Same.
So, bye, K-Casters.
Bye, K-Casters.
What's up, K-Casters? It's Bray. So, Thanksgiving just passed, and we are approaching the remainder of the holiday season, and Jeno and I just wanted to say from the bottom of our hearts, thank you so much for the support you've given us over the past year. Wow. It's really been a year. But this is the end of season 1 at this point. And we will be coming back with season 2 sometime after all the holidays have died down. So whatever holiday you celebrate, happy holidays. I normally say Merry Christmas because that's what my family celebrates, but not everybody does. So happy holidays. Enjoy it. Relax. Go take a nap, all of you, please. And we will see you after the new year with season 2 of K-Popcast Podcast. Eventually, we'll go into the history of how that name came about. But until then, bye, K-Casters.